Good morning.
Good morning.
Our New Testament lesson this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses, 16 through 23, and this can be found starting on page 171 in the New Testament section of your Bible. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid on me, and woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my proclamation I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews, I became as a Jew in order to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might, by all means, save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Did you notice the sign when you drove up today? What did it say? What did it say? Well, what is the gospel? What is the gospel? Some would say the good news. Well, what is the good news? We look up here and we see a cross. We see two of them. We look up here and we see bread and fruit of the vine. We know that today is the first day of a month, and we know that traditionally the first Sunday of the month we celebrate with communion. Not only do we share communion, his body given, his blood shed for us as a new commandment, a new covenant by water and spirit, bless you. So what exactly is the gospel? Well, in the context of Paul's writing to the church at Corinth, and there were many issues that Paul addressed in various forms with other churches, Galatians, Ephesians, Thessalonica, etc. But we have so many powerful things in the letters to the church at Corinth. One of them because it was a very important location, but it was also one of those places where a lot of issues bubbled up and he addressed them, and they occurred in so many places. Now, he's not addressing in the verses that we have today, 16 through 23, any big issue, whether it's the dietary restrictions like we addressed last week, or whether or not they were circumcised of the flesh because it was circumcision of the heart. It's not what goes in the mouth that makes you clean or unclean. It's what comes out of our mouths. He addressed those. But the other piece is some people challenged his authority because he wasn't one of the 12 apostles. He hadn't been with Jesus. He hadn't been there with Peter and the other disciples on Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came on all of them, and they all spoke in tongues. Yet Paul had another commission. He had another piece of authority. And that authority was the same as those other apostles because he received it from Christ himself. He was on his way to Damascus to take the Christians there, followers of the way at the time, they weren't called Christians. He was going to take them back to Jerusalem. He was going to take them back and they were going to celebrate, right? No, he was going to drag them back in chains, persecute them, prosecute them, and maybe even kill them. And yet, what happens to Paul on the road to Damascus? We all know the story. Knocked off his horse or donkey or whatever it was he was riding, and this blinding light, blinding because it took his sight, said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He can't see, and he says, "Lord." And he has that aha moment. He has that time when he receives Christ's message. We don't know all of what Christ revealed to him, but we know that it left such a deep and lasting impression on him that it became his mission in life, the rest of his life, to preach the gospel. And not in the sense of going on a soapbox or someplace and proclaiming the good news. He did that. But more than anything else, he lived, he breathed. His priority in life was preaching Christ. Now, here's the thing that's really important is, you know, think about this. We know that the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tell us all these wonderful miracles that Jesus performed, all these wonderful things that Jesus taught people. Right? But what does Paul say he preaches? He says, "I preach Christ and Him crucified." Goodness gracious, why not preach Christ and all the miracles that He performed? Why not preach Christ and the fact that He calmed the seas? Why not preach Christ and that He cast out demons? Because He did those. That's truth. That is the good news. But what's the most important? What is the quintessential idea and thought that Paul preaches? "I preach Christ and Him crucified." Why? Because the salient piece of the gospel, the good news, is that you and I are going to die. Our human physical bodies are going to die. That means ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Whether it's 104, 105, 113, 59, or something less than that. Paul tells us in Romans, if we confess with our lips that Jesus is Lord, believe in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead, then what? We'll be saved. Why is it important that we believe in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead for our salvation? Because you and I don't merit salvation or an everlasting life by anything that you and I can do. Not by works, but by faith. Faith in what? Faith that what Christ did had to be done and no one else could do it. It was only by Christ on that cross giving up His life for you and for me. That's why Paul's quintessential, his most fervent desire is to preach Christ, not Peter. Yes, he did, as the leader of the apostles in Jerusalem, lead the church of new believers. But he doesn't preach even Paul. He says, "I don't baptize anyone in Paul's name. I baptize them in what? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. By water and Spirit." Those are the most important, essential pieces of the good news. that Jesus Christ came to save. The scripture verse today, oddly enough, was John 6, 36 through 39. Jesus has just fed 5,000 people. And everybody is clamoring to come to Jesus. Why? Because he's going to perform a miracle. Because he's going to feed them. And what does he say? He says, I come not to do my will. I come to do the will of God. And the will of God is what? That no one... no one given to him by the Father would be lost. That they'll all be raised up at the end of days. Jesus' mission was to save you. Paul's mission was to preach Christ. Christ what? As your Savior. The world, the Romans, the Jews hung him on a tree. Who had the last word? It wasn't Caiaphas. And it wasn't the Roman ruler, the governor. It was Jesus Christ himself. Christ has the first and the last word. Christ and his sacrifice for you is the first and the last word. And everything in between. Christ saves. Believe in him. Shalom.